Well, hello, people. Solo Man here. Now, it's still very cold where I am at the moment, but I'm trying to keep warm, and what I've done is I've set fire to my feet. So we'll see how that goes. Hey, got some news items for ya. Now, I myself have never liked femmes in the bodybuilding world. It's not sexy at all, or feminine in any way. It's just a femme trying to be a man. But here's a picture of a bodybuilder, a femme, at least I think it's a femme. But this is going back to the 1990s. Now, I don't know about you, but this femme seems to have far too much muscular build for a femme. So she isn't 100% femme, if you know what I mean, or she's taking drugs for it. And it could be both. But that, to me, is completely unattractive for a femme. Like I say, if she is one. But in her day, she won a few contests and was quite successful. Then all of a sudden, she just disappeared. Now, I believe she was taking some form of testosterone or drugs in some way or other, which does affect the brain too. But apparently, she just quit and she found God or something. But anyway, I have no idea of the real history, but she never got this way naturally, I can tell you that. At least that's my opinion, and of course her blonde hair is not really her hair, as she actually is not blonde. So the whole picture there and everything about this femme is fake. And what I mean is she didn't get that way naturally. Anyway, according to the news story, she wasn't doing very well for a long time. Anyway, she was arrested for something or other in 2012, and here's her mugshot. Yeah, she kind of looks slightly different there. And she's even showing a bit of a beard and a mustache there, isn't she? Now, of course, men do grow those things, or if she's taking loads of steroids, that does do that as well. You see, mostly all femmes create a persona, don't they? So this is the real femme, or if it is a femme, and the one before was all kind of fake. Of course, every femme gets up in the morning and puts a mask on, and do their hair and everything. And none of them really look like that, that's just a persona they're creating. You get one in the first thing in the morning, they don't look like that. So everything about a femme is a fake start, if you know what I mean. But I believe mostly that femmes in bodybuilding doesn't really work. And it's going against everything that a femme's supposed to be, and basically screws them up, mentally too. Anyway, moving on to a next story, and here's a femme. Now she says that people tell her she's a 5, but when she puts the bikini on, she's a 10. Well, let me take a look at this picture here. No, that's not really a 5, maybe a 3. But that's just me, one man's meat is another man's poison, if you know what I mean. But the transformation into a bikini must be amazing, so let's have a look. Nope, still a 3. Alright, I'll give her a 3.5. But I don't know, maybe I'm just a bit fussy. What do you guys think? I mean, is she a 5 and then a 10? To be quite frank with you, she doesn't do anything for me in either. But this is how narcissistic femmes are. She believes it. And I always wonder what femmes would do without the bikini. That seems to be their go-to garment, doesn't it, lately? And, of course, the bikini was invented by a man, I believe in 1946. They're all completely delusional. So here's a picture of another femme. Well, she's slightly better. Don't know the rest of her, though. Because, as us guys know, they can have a pleasant face, but the body's no good. It's got to be the whole thing for me. But anyway, this femme is a predator. Yes, femmes can be predators too, more often than not. But she was an assistant teacher at a school, and she had sexual misconduct with a student. And, of course, she's going to go to trial. And if you guys notice, there's a lot of these coming up in the news, so they've been doing it for many years. But what I hate is when they get charged and they get to trial, and they get a stupid minimal sentence. Then they carry on with their lives. But if it was a male, he would get a very big, long sentence. He would be called a pedo. He would be ridiculed in the media. He would almost be run out of town, and his life would be ruined. We see the double standards well at play again. Now I'll put a link to all the stories down below. And as the fire's reaching almost my bollocks now, it's getting a little bit too warm. So I'm going to have to sign off and put my fire out. See you later, guys. Well, I guess it is Christmas. Roasted chestnuts and all.